We're in Perek Vav, the sixth chapter in Mishnah Bet. Says the Mishnah, V'chein haba al achas mikol harayis shabitora opsulos, kegon almana lekoin gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekoin hedyod, mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael, bas yisrael l'mamzer u'lenasim, pasal, v'lo chalak bein bia l'bia. So the Mishnah says, similarly over here, we have a case where a man has relations with any of the arayas that are in the Torah or any of the women who are pasul. And we're going to see it either way, for the man or for the woman. Examples are a divorcee to the Kohen Gadol and a grusha or a chalutza to a regular Kohen. Obviously, to a Kohen Gadol, also a Grusha and Chalutza are Asur. It's just the Kohen Gadol has more Kedusha, so he's also not allowed to marry an Almana, and a divorcee. A Mamzeres Unesina Liyisrael. So a Jewish guy is not allowed to marry a woman who's a Mamzer or an Asina, which was a forbidden group to marry. Bas Yisrael, a Mamzer, the Nasin. That's just the inverse for a Jewish girl. Also cannot marry a Mamzer or a Nasin. Pasul, all these were pasul. V'lo chalak bein bia l'bia, again states that we don't distinguish between which type of bia. There are two types of physical interactions that could be kedarka, shelo kedarka, and either one of these will pasul. The psul over here is that for a woman, so any of these she will not be able to marry a kohen. The v'chein over here is not going on Yibum, but the V'chein over here is going on the type of physical interaction that we had in the first Mishnah, meaning even if it's forced, it's an onus situation, or if it's a shogeg situation, it doesn't matter, it still is going to pasul. So for the woman, for example, if she has relations to someone who is forbidden to her, is an arayas, or anybody who would be pasul to her from the Torah, like these cases of a grusha to a kohen, a divorcee to a kohen, so then we would say that this woman is not allowed to go and marry a kohen once she's had such a relation, even if that was under duress. For the man, so obviously the man who is, let's say, a mamzer is already not going to be, is pasul from being a kohen. But he is, over here we'll have a difference for, the Bartanura says, for getting whips from the Torah. That even though it won't be under duress, but it will be if Beha'ara Kigamarbiya, meaning the beginning of the physical act, he could get punished for just as much as the finish and the consummation of the physical act. And that's really what it's coming to tell us when we're talking about a man. Even though by a man, we are not going to punish him if he's somehow forced or under duress. But for a woman, even under duress would pasul her from the kahuna. That's the v'chein, why this Mishnah has a similarity to the previous Mishnah. Says Mishnah Gimel, Almana l'kohen gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. So over here, we're going to take a case of a woman who was a almana, who was a widow, and she got married to the Kohen Gadol, which is Asar, as we just said, and a grush of a chalutza of a Kohen Hediot, or a divorcee or a chalutza to a regular Kohen. So the question over here is going to be by eating truma. So a word of introduction over here, that if a woman who is not a daughter of a Kohen, just a regular old Israelite woman, goes and marries a Kohen, she eats truma because of that marriage. Now, a Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, who gets married to a Yisrael, someone who's not a Kohen, she does not eat truma while she's married. But if the man dies or divorces her and she has no children, and then she returns to her father's house, she's allowed to eat kohen in the merit of her father's house, because her father's a kohen. If she has children, then we'll see that that's not the case, but she will be able to eat truma on account of her children. So again, for a bas, sorry, that's not true for a bas kohen. Excuse me. So for a bas kohen, there's two ways for her to. She loses her ability to eat truma when she gets married. If she has no children and she gets divorced or widowed and returns to her father's house, she'll be able to eat truma. For a non-kohenis, for a woman who's not the daughter of a kohen, just a regular Yisraeli woman, so if she goes and she marries a kohen, she eats by virtue of being married to this kohen. And if the kohen dies or divorces her, she stops eating. But in her case, if she has children, she eats in the merit of her children, who are also kohanim, that she had with her kohen husband, so then she continues to eat truma. Now, in this case, in our Mishnah, we're going to discuss a case over here of a woman who is a bas kohen, and she goes and she gets married to somebody else. So an almana who's a bas kohen and gets married to a kohen gadol, or a grusha v'chalutza, she's a bas kohen who's a grusha v'chalutza, and she gets married to a kohen hedyo. So mina erusin lo yochlu b'truma. Once she gets engaged, the two stages of marriage are erusin and nisuin. Erusin is engagement, nisuin is full marriage. But as we'll see, engagement really is a full type of a marriage. It's just without the physical consummation of the marriage. So mina erusin, says the Tana Kama, says the first opinion, so already she's not able to eat truma. Meaning, no matter what, we'll see in a second. Let's keep going. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon will allow her to go and eat truma once she got once she was only engaged. But everybody will agree that once she got married, so then she will not be able to eat truma. So according to the Tana Kama, once she gets engaged to one of these men who's usher to her, so then she lost her ability to ever go back and eat from her father's house. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, that's not true by engagement, by erusin, that's only true by nisuin, once she consummated the marriage. Nis armalu or nis garshu, what if she was widowed or divorced? So min nisuin psulos, min erusin ksheros. So now once the husband dies, or she gets divorced, so if she got divorced or widowed out of a nisuin of the full marriage after the consummation of the marriage, so then she's pasul. She's going to return to her father's house and she can't eat because she lost this ability to eat truma once she had relations with someone who was pasul to her. Mina erusin, everybody's going to agree she's kasher. So what's the difference in the first case and the second case? So the first case over here, when we had a machloket between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Eliezer, so we're understanding over here that a bas kohen normally eats truma by the merit of being the daughter of her father, the kohen. Now once she gets engaged, she's still in the under the reshut, under the dominion halachically of her father for eating truma. But since she's already engaged to somebody who is pasul to her, so the Tana Kama holds she's not allowed to eat truma anymore, since she's the status of someone who is awaiting a bia psula, a forbidden relationship with someone. But it's the actual physical relationship which actually puzzles her. That she hasn't had yet. But says the Tana Kama, the very fact that she's waiting for that puzzles her, so she can't eat truma already right now. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say that. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon say that's not true. When she's only waiting, but she hasn't actually had the physical act which puzzles her, she can still eat truma from her father's house. Now, when she goes and gets married, so certainly she's not going to eat truma from her father's house. But now after she gets divorced or widowed, so if it was from the nisuin, so for sure she's already puzzled because she already had relations to someone who was puzzled to her. If it's from the erusin, from the engagement, so then everybody will agree she's kasher. Because even the Tana Kama held the only reason that she was pasul was because she was waiting for a forbidden physical relationship. But now she's not waiting for that because her husband either divorced her or died. So she's no longer waiting for that, so she's kasher. So she never really loses her status permanently, in a permanent sense, of being able to eat truma, unless she actually had the physical act of bia to someone who's pasul for her. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel.